Monday, July 12th, 2021, 6:11 a.m. Okay, I got up around 3, no painting. I guess I could have come out here and painted because check the painting and it's pretty relatively dry. So, you know, I did some painting on Saturday and this is the whiteness of the whale. And so I did some things, and which brings up another set of stuff that could be done. Looks a lot better. So, anyway, I was just listening to. I decided to go back a year, since it's been a little over a year now that I've been recording these postings. I decided to go back a year, approximately a year, July 13th, and listen to some stuff. And we were deep into the COVID lockdown. I complained about locking down the churches. I also, that was also recovering from my quadruple bypass surgery. That I had in January. Yeah, January. So I was actually pretty much well recovered. Still didn't want to push it too hard, but, you know, I felt like, oh, yeah, I'm on my way by that point. So now, today, we've got to, let's see, what do we got? Let's take stock. Oh, yeah. So we have a new president. We have Joe Biden, who I keep seeing video of him just completely lost, trying, looking for words to say, which is not far from what I'm doing. But at least I'm not up there in front of a podium in front of everybody, the whole world, that is, leading this country, saying the stuff that he says or doesn't say. He has to have notes in front of him, which Trump would just blurt out whatever he felt he was doing, you know. And I keep looking. Actually, I shouldn't look at the painting as I talk because I want to get up and start painting on it. But I've got stuff to do today. Anyway, so Biden's is pretty much a feeble old man. People are telling him what to do, who's making the policy, who's really running the country, because it's definitely not him. That's the way I see it, you know, after looking at all these videos and stuff. He even, over and over again, I think they got him to stop saying it, though, because I haven't heard it lately. But for quite a while now, he's been saying, you know, like, if people ask him questions off the cuff, well, I'm going to get in trouble for doing this, for going off, basically going off script. But I'm going to answer this question, you know, so I guess the people that are handling him are saying, oh, shit, no, don't say anything, Joe, that we got to deal with, which he does every now and then. His press secretary, Jen Psaki, poor lady, has to go out there and spin it as best she can. And she's not really good at it, because you could tell, oh, yeah, she's spinning it really big. And instead of just saying, well, here's what we're doing. This is, you can see that we're doing this. You know, that she's not saying that, you know. So anyway, that's the difference. Another difference is, what else? Another difference. Okay, well, so this year, last year, I couldn't work on my garden as much as I wanted to. I was restricted physically from actually doing certain things, but this year I wasn't, so I went ahead and planted a lot more tomatoes. I had a lot of tomatoes. Yesterday I gave some to a couple of friends, and I gave some, last week I gave some to some neighbors, and we've been eating the tomatoes like crazy. I planted cucumbers and squash. One of my squash's plants is pretty much just not doing anything. And I don't know what the problem is on that. But that one definitely is not getting as much sun as the other squash is, which is producing. So that might be part of it. It just needs more sunlight. I think I'll pull that up today because it's just not doing anything. And I've got one big giant tomato plant that is not producing anything at all. It's just, it's just a waste of space is all it is. And that's unfortunate. Well, I can't say nothing at all. It did produce two tomatoes early in the season. And they were actually pretty good. But that's it. You know, from that point on, to nothing. And actually, that was the plant that actually gave us some tomatoes. The first plant to give us tomatoes, way ahead of even the early girls, you know. Let's see. I've had all throughout the years, I've had no luck with the beefsteak tomatoes, but this year they are doing good. So finally got some good beefsteaks out of that. So I've got a wide variety of tomato plants. I really can't complain about them. The cucumbers. Same thing going with the cucumbers, like the squash. One cucumber plant is not doing that good, but which is getting actually more sunlight than the other one that's doing at least better, but not that great either. The peppers are not doing that great. I usually get a lot more peppers by this point. What else? Eggplant. I got a white eggplant plant. From the store and planted that, and they are kind of like, you know, they're white, kind of, but also they're just kind of like not really a big eggplant type of plant, you know, I mean, or fruit, that is. So, okra, getting okra. The bitter melon is starting to come out. And, I planted the pumpkins in a certain spot this year, and they are not doing as that well either. So, no pumpkins this year again. I don't know. What else? I've got some stuff to do out there. I better get going because I'm running out of time here. Let me cut this short again. And I'll try to do something early in the morning tomorrow. That's it.